This is our working meeting of the month. We have a couple of resolutions. One is from our courts. The Town of Catskill Justice Court wishes to apply for a grant through the Office of New York State Court Administration. And whereas the Justice Court needs an authorizing resolution to apply for this grant, so therefore we would like the Catskill Town Board to authorize the Town of Catskill Justice Court to apply for a grant from the New York State Court Administration. And I personally know that Judge Jacobs has gotten a couple of grants that we've been able to use very effectively. Storage for a lot of our old records was one that he got. I think he got a new safe or something.
Do we know what he's trying to go for?
What's he going for now? Do you know, Liz?
They didn't say.
Okay. I think it might be more storage issues to get a lot of that stuff fixed down in the basement, if I remember correctly. But I'll have him follow up. But I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion for Mr. Antonelli. I need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Liz, if you could let Judge Jacobs know mm-hmm. that we've passed the resolution, he'll probably need a copy of it to send in with his proposal. And then the second resolution is a DB budget transfer, which is, of course, the town highway budget. Following budget transfer needs to be made to the following account. Patrick, you have background on this? Or someone?
Sean called me. He's got enough money in road to last throughout the year. He just wants to move money around to
okay.
do it the right way instead of at the end of the year.
Right, because in case if he needs more pipes or...
Yep, that's fine. So he's going to move out of the machinery account $20,000 into the road maintenance and supplies account because... I think we're paving like a bandit, right?
Yeah,
because the yep, and I know that the price is right to keep paving, right? Okay, good. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion
from Mr. McAuliffe. Second.
Second.
Second from Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Liz, could you let Kirsten know?
Mm-hmm.
And Sean. Excellent. I might beat you. Any other items from the board before we move to our favorite topic?
Do we want to do the ballpark? Or?
Ah, yes, the ballpark. Sorry, why don't we do that? The Hudson Valley Hitmen are a travel baseball team, third year in the Hudson Valley. They have kids from Catskill, Saugerties, Kingston, Greenville, Caro, Coxsackie, and Athens, and they would like to use our Ricky Kramer Field. They have reached into the high school. They've reached into the group that was with us last meeting. They're going to work out any issues in terms of calendars. They have provided us an insurance certificate. Any questions from anyone? Looks very organized. Nice letter here. I'll be happy to copy it to the members of the board. But otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to pass a resolution that we allow the Hudson Valley Hitmen to use the... Ricky Kramer Field in the year 2018.
And 17.
17 and 18.
Yeah, they just want to use it for practice this year.
Okay, good.
And then games next year.
Excellent.
But it won't be until September that they're going to start practicing. So.
All right. And this is a travel team, right?
Yes.
Cool. So 13 and up means 13 years and over? Is that what 13U
yeah.
means?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Excellent. Then I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Mr. Vosburgh. Second. Mr. McAuliffe, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried.
Just a side note on the ball field. And since we're going to start talking about budget, maybe we should look and reach out to Central Hudson or somebody to see how much it would cost to upgrade those lights there.
Agreed.
Instead of, because I guess now when they were working, the meters go crazy.
Yeah.
Central Hudson
would
love
it. What do you know, Bob? I got any institutional memory on those lights?
Yeah, the last time we got a price, I think it was around $20,000 or $30,000.
Yeah.
What they use is when you first turn on those lights, that's where they use the most power.
Yeah. They warm up.
You know, and they try to put them on one at a time, and you know, it's still expensive. And probably every time they used it, it was $1,000 just to turn them on and.
Yep.
You know, And the other problem we have up there, I think you're going to have to look at, is the concession stand. You're going to have to make a decision on what you're going to do up there with that.
Yep. So...
And then we have to... one other thing.
Yeah.
Then we have to decide, you know, how long we're going to keep that field going, because, you know, we have to turn the water on, so off, so it doesn't get frozen in the wintertime. We have to dig it up, and which Stanley already dug it up once already, so... he has to be notified that these guys are going to practice in September into whenever. So we got to give him a heads up, and we're going to have a cutoff date.
I think once you shut the water off down there. When the cold weather comes. There's no set date. If the forecast says it's going to be below 30 degrees, he calls me and says, you got 2 days, I'm shutting the water off.
Okay.
You know?
So...
Sometimes you get October, it's nice till November, you know, so it's really kind of...
Well, and it's not like people aren't close enough to be able to do it.
Right, just to shut the water.
I think, to your point, it's just got to be on a to-do list.
You know, it's a half-assed job up there over the years that they've done it.
Right.
You know. So I think, you know, that is something. When you think about, we have a fund balance this year, and we have to make some decisions, and is this something for the youth... you know, of our community.
I said before the meeting, I wanted to the point where we're actually fighting over time up there to use the field.
Exactly.
Which is a good thing, though.
That's what he said. He wants enough interest. Absolutely. So I think
they were kind of interested in taking over the concession stand next year when they were willing to fix it up and do whatever needed to be done.
And the other team is interested in doing the same thing.
Right.
So. Tim Russell, the individual that's going to start looking at our buildings, he's actually going to meet with George on Friday. If anybody wants to accompany them, find out the time. I didn't know what the time was, but I said, let's start with our first responder building, and then we'll go from there, and Tim will submit us, you know, his recommendation on pricing and what he thinks needs to be fixed based on the engineering report. But let's also take a look up there. I know you guys know what it is, but let's have somebody look at it and say, you know, this is what it would cost, and do we want to fix it?
Other than putting, there's a conventional stove that we got donated that's sitting underneath the, where they...
Doesn't have a hood is the issue, right?
Yeah, and to update all that, it was $10,000, because you have to put the hood in and
suppression
all that
system.
Other stuff, the ancil system, and that was $10,000. But other than that, the place really doesn't need, you know, that
cosmetic house. Stuff. It probably needs.
The only other thing is, who's going to pay for the electricity? Who's going to pay for the gas that they bottled gas that goes in there?
Mm-hmm. Right, that's propane up there, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Nolan went in there and he donated that gas. I don't know what he's doing now with it, because we haven't used the place for it.
Yeah. So let's, you know, the first thing we need to do is get the numbers. So we get the numbers and then we bring it into the budget planning process. And
say, doing it, letting the teams run the concession stand, that's going to cause a problem. These guys will fight among each other, you know, because it's their stuff, they got to buy the stuff, and you're using my stuff, and that's the problem we had with Little League and Babe Ruth over the years. It's been a problem.
Well, so we're going to require that everybody be a grown-up other than the kids that are on the field.
Right, or we assign it to one group, and they're responsible to run it whenever it is.
I know.
You know,
either that or you can get, you know, just like you do the intervention.
I was just going to say that we should look into kind of what the village does down there.
Yeah, just
see if somebody wants
it,
right?
The person run.
Yeah.
And,
yep. You know. Okay.
Because right now, the high school, when they put, I think they bring trucks in, you know, or one of them does up there for the food.
Well, you know, in the world of food trucks these days that you see in different communities, you know.
If you've got this money in the fund balance, I'd like to put a pool up there.
Okay. I don't know how much money I got. But
so we give our kids some place to swim.
It's okay. Absolutely.
There's enough natural water up there.
Yeah.
Could we do a splash pool? Is that what we're saying? Oh, dear.
I'll send you a link to one of those.
I know. Oh, my. Okay, so that's a good follow-up item. Any other items that we need to cover today? I did have a meeting with the solar company that's out in Palinville. with Elliot and Chairman Izzo of the Planning Board. That is a fairly significant solar project, and it's moving along. It'll service 500 homes. It'll be on a first-come, first-served basis, and they started the dialogue with us regarding a pilot. But there's nothing to talk about yet because we don't really have any information.
Are they going to be local homes, or are they farming?
They have a district that covers, and it's all the way, you know, Albany all the way down to something. But they will give preference to local homes, assuming that people would want to benefit from that. But that's going to be all part of the pilot discussion, frankly.
My biggest concern was how many trees they have to cut down.
That's part of the planning board's purview. The people that we met with were the tax people. It's a pretty big outfit. It's out of California, which I didn't realize. They have not anything built in New York yet. They are very well represented in other states. Obviously, the NYSERDA initiative that the state did has attracted interest. Yeah. But anything about trees, view shed, the Army Corps of Engineers is in there looking at the streams and the tributaries. But there'll be public hearings, and if you know there's concern about that, then there'll have to be that conversation. Okay.
Doesn't make sense to me to cut down one renewable to put in another one.
Well, understood. However, I don't know where else you would put them until they get to be this size on your roof, probably.
You have a garbage dump on Cotersco Road.
We don't have a three-phase. These are all driven by three-phase. Mm-hmm. What am I saying, Mr. Engineer?
Three-phase power.
And the reason we couldn't use the top of the landfill is because we didn't have a three-phase.
Three-phase, right. We drove all around that.
And then I asked, well, how much would it cost to get a three-phase? And the answer was $1 million. So that was that. In terms of running it, as far as they would need to run it to deliver it. So.
Just to take one hat off, put another one on the fire department. I think we should have Elliot reach out to Kiskaton and Palmville, mm-hmm. let him know the size of this farm, mm-hmm. because I can guarantee that neither one of those departments are capable of handling an emergency at a solar farm like that.
Okay.
See what any concerns they have.
Mm-hmm. Did they have to do any upgrades in Carroll to their fire department?
They're going through that now, and they have to have specialized training now as well.
My understanding, though, there's a site in Caro, yeah. There's a site, five sites in Greenville, I believe, and a site in Coxsackie. None of them are at the phase that we are.
Right.
So we're the ones that I think they'll cut their teeth on, and then these other towns. And I don't know whether there'll be vagaries around the different planning boards have different points of view. So
Greenville's have been through there's four of them.
Is it four? Okay.
They've been through a couple rounds of planning board already.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I think everybody's been through a couple of rounds.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting question, too, about the whole pilot issue. You know, what will happen in different communities, et cetera. So.
Just my own curiosity, what's the concern for the fire departments with them? Just that it's the electrical issue?
It's the electric. We're not used to solar power.
Anything at this point.
Area. Yep. And a couple years ago, I think Leeds was the first department to have a fire caused by a solar panel.
Yep.
What do I do? Because you can't cut the power, right? They're still alive. No, you go in there and shut the breaker, they're still alive.
Yep.
So it's just, and the county's going to put on a training session geared towards that, but now you're talking the farms.
Right.
That's a whole mm-hmm. story.
So the issue is you get your first responders up on the roof, and that's a bad day if they don't know what's up there. So there's been, did we pass something, I think, that we wanted stuff, or Elliot was going to require it stickers on the side? So that you would understand where and what was where.
Yeah, I mean, if they're on the back roof and you're going to the front of a house, you don't know they're there.
Yeah.
Well, the other reason I'm asking is that we've got them in Greenville, and that process has been started, and I will ask that question of their fire department as well. Make sure they're aware of the difficulties that will present to them, and that they're capable of handling it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Last call. Anything else? Okay. I figured you passed your time. Beat me again. It's terrible. You're on.
I'm up.
This is our representative.
Yeah.
This is our representative from Delaware Engineering for the purposes of our live stream broadcast, who will update us on our current status and next steps.
So, current construction. The word of the last couple weeks is rock. We're in Leeds. We would get into rock, and we are finally up against it. So, it is a struggle. We are slow moving at this point. They are going to continue to go as far as they can with conventional methods prior to bringing in any blasting companies to blast pieces of it. But we will get to that point that we need to blast some areas. So it's slow going right now, but we're still progressing. There's a crew over by the thruway. They will be drilling across Main Street in Leeds. That will be coming through the next week here, probably. We need a directional drill because we can't get through with our conventional methods without having an impact to the water main that goes through there. So we definitely want to avoid that. So we had to make some adjustments there. So that's where we're at. Current construction, still two crews going, plugging away at mainline sewer. Jefferson Heights, everything is in, everything is tested. We have sent out a letter this past week releasing the homes that have laterals for connection to the sewer system. That letter has gone out. This morning I sat down with Elliot, code enforcement officer, Lauren, who will be our inspector on site, myself, Liz. We went over the lateral package, make sure we had any final adjustments that we needed to make for that. So as those homeowners now are instructed to come to town hall and pick up a lateral package with all the instructions and everything that goes along with it, we fine-tuned that today to make sure that's ready to go at this point. Along with that, we also drafted a new FAQ to go out on the website. That there was a couple things that were loose ends that the letter didn't cover, and that we didn't want folks to wait and get the lateral package and find that information there. So there's a couple pieces in that FAQ that try to tie those two together and close the loop on those. One of the requirements, and probably the biggest one that was a change today, is having the insurance requirements in place prior to issuing the permit for the lateral connection. That's something that code enforcement has done in the past, and they wanted to continue to do that. So they want the insurance in place first, then we will issue that permit, and then that homeowner or contractor, whoever's coming in, can
the insurance by the contractor, you mean? The
yes,
contractor's insurance.
Or homeowner's insurance. It can be covered under an individual's homeowner's insurance, but we want to make sure that there's insurance in place to protect the town, because they're connecting to the town's infrastructure, so mm-hmm. We want to make sure that.
So the certificate, a copy of the certificate would be appropriate?
Yes, and along with that, I was having a conversation with Alan from my office today. Our thoughts are to put the lateral package, initially we didn't want to put the lateral package online for folks to see, because we didn't want to print it out and just going ahead and going off and doing things.
Mm-hmm.
But in thinking about this more, it may not be a bad thing for folks to see it. Then they know what they're up against. They know what that insurance form looks like. They know what they're going to be filling out when they get here. And I'll leave that to the board, too, if you've got some input on that. If we want to put that online, or if we want to leave that here and then just deal with folks on an individual basis.
What do you think?
Can anybody...
I think
got to pick them up. The homeowner, or can if the person that you have doing the work, should they pick it up?
It can be either one.
Either one.
Yep. There is, and it kind of goes along with that FAQ. We said you're going to need to know this information when you come to pick up the packet. You're going to need to know the homeowner's information or the applicant, in which you're coming on behalf of the homeowner. You'll need to know that, and the contractor. You'll want to know their information too. Because at that point, you're coming to get, you know, all along we've told folks that, you know, you can start getting quotes, talk to contractors, get multiple quotes. I would select a contractor before doing this piece.
One of the questions that I know Liz has gotten and I've gotten is contractors who are asking for the specs.
Yep.
Outside of filling out an application and a permit, can you give me a copy of the specs?
Yep.
What would...
That is included in that lateral package.
Right here.
There's a...
So we can hand that to someone independently of an application?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
We just need to make sure that Jen knows that.
Mm-hmm. We can actually put that on the website.
That could be on the website.
Yeah.
Any or all of that package, if we want to put it online for folks to see, you know, it's... The only caveat is that these documents, you know, we're handing them out on an individual basis. If throughout this process we may need to make some adjustments to streamline this,
mm-hmm.
or something just doesn't work with the document, we're going to change it, make an update to it, and then move forward with something that works a little bit better. There's no impact to the homeowner. It just tries to streamline that process. So these are not the end-all, be-all documents. We can modify them as we go through. And we've done that before in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any problem letting people view them online because we're going to number them, so they got to get them from here anyway.
Correct.
So if that's the case, if we put them online, can't you put like a watermark in there?
Yeah, you can do that.
So they can print this out, like you said, if we want to change it, then we change it online.
Yeah, and then the other thing too is there's a specific permit number that goes.
Right.
That's going to mm-hmm. be on each of the.
Because Liz is good. You're going to do that, right, Liz? You're going to put the.
That's per, comes through code.
No,
code,
it's code.
Code.
It's code.
And when you circle back around to that, or we can discuss that now. When we talked with the other this morning, their hours are 8 to noon. Is that correct, Liz?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you, the.
Noon to 4?
The. Go ahead.
No.
The administrative clerk is there 8 to 4, starting when school starts. Right now she's 8:30 to 4:30. So there is a body up there full time, and we have a backup for the clerk piece. The code enforcement officer, obviously they're out. And we've got presence between 8 and 12. And are reachable, you know, if you feel there's going to be technical questions asked at that desk that we need to have a technical response to.
And the way we've got it set up right now, and it can continue on this way with our inspections, because we're still on site doing inspections for the mainline crews, the call is going to come into code enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to take their information and relay that to Lauren, who's going to be our point person in the field. And then Lauren is going to contact that contractor, whoever, and schedule that appointment moving forward.
For the inspection.
Yep.
Yeah.
So as long as we have somebody that can receive those calls, you know, we're here throughout the day and are going to do that inspection.
Okay.
As we transition to code enforcement, we may need to make a modification there based on hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've got backup to our backup. So I actually think we just have to go live and see how it goes for a week or so, and then we'll tweak where we need to tweak. I had a good conversation with Jen tonight. Does she have a good understanding of the packet? She does. So, you know, we'll modify and adjust whatever we need
Absolutely.
To do. There are phone numbers in there. There's contact information there. Everybody's been able to find us so far, so I think they will be able to continue.
So our letter that was sent out for getting the application itself, they're calling code. If they have general questions, we have given Liz's extension to be able to redirect to us at Delaware.
Or code.
Or to code, whichever.
Or Central Hudson.
Yes.
Or Central Hudson. That's also on there, actually. Yes, indeed.
I took Central Hudson's off of, they were on one of
They were on an FAQ.
They were on the FAQ. Alan must have
They're
put
still.
Them off of mine now and modify it and put it back up.
Okay, that's fine. You know what? That's fine, and we'll find out what happens. They're still in Country Club Estates, I believe. Central Hudson.
That was the last update.
It's the last update that we had.
Brooks Lane and Country Club Estates.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are we in Leeds? Just so I have an understanding of if someone asks.
As far as construction itself.
Yeah, where are we digging?
So we have gone through by the post office. We've come across the back lots that we were at Main Street at that point, and we need to directional drill across there.
Okay.
There's another crew that's working up by the throughway right now. Those are the two that I know of. They may bounce around a little bit.
So they haven't met yet? That which is in the village of Leeds or to the Leeds, Maine?
They have not been connected.
And was ever moved from the thruway? Because I had a question from one of the businesses out there as to, you know, timing kind of thing.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
I don't know when they're going to get there. Yes, I owe you an answer on that.
Okay.
I don't know when they're going to get there.
Okay, that's fine.
Because they are bouncing around based on rock and as things come available to them. It's not as continuous as Jefferson Heights was.
Okay.
What about the water? Now that they're on Park Ave and Park Lane.
Yep. We've been in contact with EFC on the funding. We've been back and forth a couple times. They have a last follow-up to us with some clarifications that they're looking for. Alan is drafting a letter to them to, in the benefit of the town, saying that these costs should be associated with the sewer project to get them to sign off on the funding. That's the next step. I would anticipate that that happens within the next week. But there has been some back and forth with them. Our initial talks with them were fantastic, and then coming back, they have asked them, well, what about this? So,
well, because I'm assuming as they travel down these roads now, they're going to start breaking water. So.
They're not even water mains, they're water services.
Yeah, it's daisy-chained water.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the is there any interaction we need with the village at this point? Are we good?
Mike's
up to speed.
Yep.
In terms, perfect.
They got the equipment when we're ready to go. They're
okay.
Yeah.
Right. And the village is all set to start accepting.
Oh yeah.
The sewer?
Yep, certainly. Yep. Actually, Mike stopped in today and talked to us quick about this process, and we wanted to bounce a couple things off of him for lateral connection, so we've been in touch with him.
Good.
One of the things that we should talk about is, and it doesn't need to be decided tonight, but it should be something that's considered, any fees associated with the lateral permits after time has expired. We're given the 6 months, then we have an extension, and if folks don't connect, we had talked about applying a fee to those and what that may look like. I think the sooner we do that, the better, because folks are going to think, well, I don't want to pay that out there, so we're going to take care of this now.
Can you, you have towns you've done. Do you have some examples for us to consider?
I do, and we've looked at a couple different ways of doing that.
Okay.
One of the ways was a fee per inspection, and another way was just a flat fee when you come to fill out your permit. You're paying for that at that time. So,
if you could bring those numbers to us, maybe at the next update.
Sorry, the village is a flat fee.
Flat fee.
Yeah, different for inside and outside.
Okay. Why don't you bring us some examples, and then we'll adopt, you know, I don't think we have any issue with adopting it in a timely fashion so that people can factor that into their decision. The other piece is that the Bank of Greene County has officially communicated that they will have a special financing available, which is no closing costs, and this is restricted to the sewer hookup cost only, but that... they are, and to just call the bank and the lending center for more information. So.
And those went with the mailing, correct?
They did go with the mailing, yep, and for informational purposes. So we will post. Did I hear a water? I don't know how do you do a watermark? Do you know how to do a watermark?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
You just put draft or sample.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll post it up. Tomorrow we'll put the packet up on the line.
Okay.
Okay. And let's put the Jefferson Heights, the Bank of Greene County online also.
The biggest thing that we're trying to avoid, and it's the insurance piece of it, because that was something new today. What we're trying to avoid is folks coming in to get a permit application, and then we're telling them you need to have your insurance information. So then they're leaving here without a permit application for it, and they're upset, and we don't want to start things off that way.
Mm-hmm.
So the more information that we can get out, time when they come in, the better.
Mm-hmm.
It's listed in the FAQ, or we're just hopeful that people see that piece prior to coming down here, so you know what you need to bring with you when you come to fill out the application.
Okay.
Yep.
So the only other item I have is restoration. A couple of the situations that we had, have we reached resolution on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's nothing new for us, unfortunately. And we need to push a little bit harder in some creative ways, if necessary, to make sure that those happen. Because they haven't happened yet.
Okay.
And that's frustrating all across the board.
So the wall that came down, that the flooding and all those, we haven't done anything about any of those?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. No. What is it?
We've been on site and talked to these folks, so it's not like we're leaving them alone.
No.
They know we've looked at them, and it's just a matter of scheduling that work to be done at this point.
Okay, and who does that work?
It's going to be the contractor doing it.
Okay. Do we need to have a conversation with the contractor regarding this?
Because it happens within the end of this week, and yes.
Okay. Because the 260 Jefferson, we're still, you know, we were waiting for paving, and I'm done.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Anything else?
Short of holding their hand and walking them over and say, do this now. That's where we're at.
No, I understand, but
yeah.
I probably won't be doing that.
Ladies' yard by the car wash. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, no, the ladies' yard by the car wash is unacceptable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It looks like they had a couple bales of hay up there to try to divert
the water.
They took out a curved piece that redirected water and sent it away, and that has not been fixed yet.
Because they sent an email to the county saying they took care of it. Because I know my office got a complaint from them too, and I believe they contacted you on that.
I don't know if I've got anything from the county.
Yeah. The only thing I've noticed is they put a couple bales of hay there.
Yes. Yeah, that's not going to be anything.
All right. So today is Wednesday. How about you and I reconvene on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Can you check on the county thing, Paul?
Yeah, I got the
email.
I'm
going to drive right back through there again tonight.
Yeah,
sure.
And Ms. Mason is expecting, that was supposed to be within the next 2 weeks, so that's last week.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And Lauren has been in contact with these folks and knows what they need and has relayed that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're aware.
Okay. And the next draw is in 2 weeks?
They just put in for one.
Okay.
Just one.
All right, so the next one, if the restoration isn't done, I'm withholding the draw.
Certainly.
Okay?
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
I will look at...
And you can relay that information.
I will look at the contract, and we will point out some specific areas in the contract where...
That can be done.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
That's great. Thank you. I appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Yeah, Bill Stein sent you an email on the 28th. Of July.
Okay. That they did the correction?
No, there was a problem, and then somebody emailed back and said the problem was taken care of.
And this is for that same residence?
Mm-hmm.
What's the house listed on there?
I think that one's 260.
That's 260 also?
No, I thought 260 was Mason. It isn't? No, that's true. Mason is 240.
274 then, maybe? Let's see.
Does it list a house number?
It just is kind of Route 23B.
All right. We'll
We can talk after.
We'll have a restoration discussion
to
make sure that we're tracking all of these.
Yep.
And then you and I will have a contractual discussion Friday. Any other items for discussion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Executive session.
Okay. Personnel?
I second the motion to go into executive session for personnel.
Clerkism?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And there is no other public... We won't be coming back out into a public session, so we will adjourn from our public portion of the meeting. And we thank everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. In spite of that hat that you're wearing there, I
guess. Yes. He'd be Crane's buddy.
Pleased to have you. Yeah, I'll introduce you to the gentleman who accompanied me to the baseball game last night.